If at any point this morning you have a question, please feel free to ask. Or if you wish to relate your own experience, please feel free to speak.
Looking at that question of how do I determine what's real, that's pretty largely, I don't examine that really very much. I just assume that I know what's real without looking at how I even come to that. Another thing I kind of ask myself along with that is, what's real must be important to me. And I think I know what's important. So there's kind of a tie between what's real and what I think is real or what's important to me. What's important to me is easier to figure out than understanding what's how I'm coming about or determining what's real. What's important is to be happy and to be at peace, always. So I would want to know what was the source of happiness in order to be happy. I mean, that would be pretty important if that was what I wanted. Is to be able to figure out what's, or another way to say it, what is real happiness? You know, what is that real experience? And that just kind of leads me away from, I think, some of the delusion, because I know there's no happiness in my thoughts. And that takes care of a lot of the problem. There's no happiness in body sensations. Pleasurable body sensations are better than painful, but there isn't happiness in either one of them. But it's a little surprising to realize that I don't really determine reality that much. You know, it's largely assumed.
You do not expect something completely unreal to make you happy, do you?
No, because it wouldn't be real happiness.
So if you become attached to something, you regard it erroneously both as an external source of happiness and also as something really existing. Now, how is it that you determine your happiness? We know that the things that you might become attached to, objects, situations, etc., are based on what you think is happiness. But how do you actually determine when you're happy? Those thoughts forming the attachment may be completely unrelated to your happiness, unrelated to the experience. How do you determine when you're happy?
It's a very interesting question because I don't think there's any determination involved. There's not like a... It's not a thinking process to figure out if I'm happy or not.
No, you know it or determine it in a different way.
Yeah. There's not some separation between something called happiness in me experiencing it. It's really the same thing. And
do you determine reality the same way?
Yeah, what's the determinator?
If you did, you'd be both wise and happy. But if you know that happiness has its source within, and thereby you're consecrated to realizing the self being the source of happiness, yet still go on determining what is real by means that are other than the self, other than that knowledge, when will you arrive?
That's the endless Mayanic journey. If that's a word.
It is now.
That seemed to work. That's a great question. How does... I can see how happiness, it's direct in its knowing. The happiness in one who's happy are one and the same. They're not...
Mm-hmm. But in ignorance, a person will project their own happiness externally or superimpose the objects upon what is innate bliss and thereby become confused. That confusion results in suffering, suffering having no other cause or substance than ignorance. And if you trace the source of that ignorance, you'll find it is misidentification. It's similar with reality. Happiness, reality, identity, all have the same origin, the same nature.
The experience of happiness direct is reality. It's not, it's a way to describe it. It's a quality, not really like a quality.
In any experience, if there's joy or pleasure, etc. in it, isn't the happiness derived from your own nature? So that it's not really the case that it's happening from or in the external experience. It is your own self shining forth, isn't it?
Yeah, it may be kind of a funny way of saying it, but I'm happy with myself.
Everyone is.
Not because I did anything or anything happened.
No, if you regarded yourself as doing something, you'd be less happy. Being the performer of action, being identified with the body, is just misidentification, which would diminish or veil, rather, the innate happiness.
And attach it to a body and its doings and having to do more of that to be happy again.
Which would have the opposite effect.
Yeah, you'd get bound instead of freed.
But in any experience, accidental or intentional, in which happiness shines forth, isn't it your own nature shining forth? If you examine not only the source of the desire for happiness and the source of happiness, but the experience itself, isn't it yourself?
It is.
It is similar with reality. When you lend reality to your own thoughts, from where does that sense of reality derive? When you lend reality to sense perceptions, from where does the sense of this is real derive? You do not so much think the particular thought or the words, this is real, but it is occurring quite frequently in one's experience. This is so, this is real. Where does that so or real quality come from?
The so or the realness is always there.
Just as you are always existing. You will feel this is so in any experience in the waking state. You will feel this is so in the dreaming state while dreaming is going on. even in deep dreamless sleep where there is an absence of thought, still will be the quality, this is the case. Though you won't form that conception. Now, you know from your own experience that happiness is your own nature, but when you mix it up with something else, the happiness diminishes. That is, the experience of happiness diminishes. Similarly, reality is the self, your own being, limitless, birthless, with no condition, phase, or stage, or state, or any such thing. Your own being is the reality. But if you confuse it with something else, then what is regarded as real is really just a dream, an illusion.
Yeah, to think that you can determine reality by anything other than reality itself is, that's real delusion. So you have to know what reality is first, and then see what's real.
If you know the reality within yourself, then you see what is real naturally, but it is only yourself. You're not seeing anything else. For the reality of your being is not a body, so they're not other things. And then you're happy.
It's kind of a complete package.
Now, if you attempt to know the reality as if it were objective apart from you, the means used to determine what is real already engages various superimpositions, so it won't be truly fruitful. But if you start with yourself, as the Maharshi always advised, who am I? Make the inquiry into yourself, atmavichara, self-inquiry. Then the realization of happiness, of reality, of identity are simultaneous.